I'm Anne Strangeamps, and lately I've been thinking about going to Mars. Well, not me, but maybe you. And not just because they found water on Mars, or because Matt Damon is there, but because of people like this.
I am Bas Lansdorp, and I am organizing a human mission to the planet Mars in the year 2023. This will be, I believe, the most exciting event in the history of humankind. Humans will now be a multi-planetary species.
Bas Lansdorp, Elon Musk, Buzz Aldrin, there are a lot of people right now seriously talking about getting humans to Mars. Here on To the Best of Our Knowledge from PRI, we'll meet some of them.
My roommate at the time told me about the story. They're offering a one-way trip to Mars for anybody. Anybody could apply, you know, anybody in the world. And we started asking people about this, just like our friends and people we knew. If you could go to Mars, but you could never come back, would you go? And it was like over 90% of the people we asked were like, no way, that's crazy. I really didn't think it was crazy. I thought it was a good idea.
Mead McClintock is 27 years old. She's got a degree in English and film, and she's loved science fiction since she was a kid. She's currently on the shortlist for Mars One, the project to send four people on a one-way trip to Mars. Mead, why would you want to do that?
I mean, isn't it really exciting? It's like, to me, it sounds very scary, but it also sounds like a really exciting adventure. And I think it's important for humanity. We need to keep pushing and keep exploring.
What's the scariest part when you think about it?
One of the things that really scared me was the idea of when you can't see Earth anymore, but you can't see Mars either. So you're just kind of in the middle of space. And hopefully you're, you know, going in the right direction and you're going to land at the point that you want to land at. But that to me is very scary.
And what do you imagine would be the best part? Like, if you sit around and fantasize about your future life on Mars, what do you imagine?
Well, I don't think it would be easy. I think it would require a lot of self-discipline. But, you know, I'm a film person, so I'm very much into stories and character. You have, like, a team mentality. You also have a little bit of cabin fever. You go through phases of, like, hating everybody on your crew and then, like, feeling really close and loving them and, like, just kind of waves of different, like, the ways that your relationships change. I think that would definitely happen.
You must think about this, fantasize about this. Do you have, and you're a filmmaker, so do you have kind of fantasies in your mind, scenes? I want you to paint me a picture.
The scene that I see is not necessarily out on the surface, but it's inside the habitat because that's where the settlement is. And I can see people a few years down the line, like when there's maybe three or four teams, and just all the different things that people are working on, that people are studying what we found, they're working on repairing, they're working on building, or maybe they're making art themselves. Maybe they're playing an instrument or reading. My favorite scenes in movies are the campfire scenes, right? Like, you have a big action scene, and then you have a scene where they're all sitting around the campfire, and they're telling their stories, and they're becoming closer. So that's always a scene that I see in my head.
So do you really, honestly think this is going to happen?
I think everybody has doubts, but I'm sure that in my lifetime I will see somebody go to Mars, whether it's me or whether it's somebody else. It's kind of, I think, the goal of our time with space. To me, it's not really a matter of, like, if it's going to happen. It's more like, when is it going to happen?
So at this point, how does your life here on Earth change? Aren't they saying you need to train for 10 years or something?
That's true. However, we still have another two selection rounds. So right now, I'm just kind of waiting and thinking, because for whoever goes, they're saying goodbye forever to everyone that they know other than the crew. and they're never going to be able to hug them again or anything like that. So,
what do your parents think?
They're both like, we're very proud of you, but we don't want you to go. My mother's more like, you know, I don't want you to go, but I think it would be amazing. And my father's like, I will kidnap you. You're not going.
Last question. Imagine that you've made it through all the selection rounds and you're sitting with your team on the rocket as it blasts off from Earth. You're leaving your home planet forever. What do you think will be going through your mind?
I think a prayer. Definitely a prayer. But also like a cheer, you know, like very excited. I don't know if it wouldn't be able to be words. It would be so many different things. It would be fear. It would be anticipation. It would be like, let's just get out of orbit and then take it from there. And it would be like, you know, confidence probably in my team. Because if you train with your team for 10 years, you know, they're your rock. You can rely on them. So I think it would be a mixture of those feelings.
Well, good luck.
Thank you so much.
Meade McCormick is one of 100 finalists chosen for Mars One, a nonprofit that hopes to send the first human mission to Mars.